Hello.
Hello.
I'm Nikita of Opinion Research. I'm Nikita of Opinion Research, a national survey research firm, and we're listening to voters in your area today to get their opinions and advice on issues facing us all. We'd like to include your responses to the survey, which will be kept confidential, with the responses of several hundred other voters such as yourself. To begin with, are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Thank you. The next question is, in which county do you currently reside? Hidalgo, Kennedy, Willacy?
Hidalgo.
Thank you. The next question is, are you or is anyone in your household employed in the news media, a market research firm, an elected official, or actively involved with political campaigns?
No.
Thank you. The next question is, thinking about past November general elections for a moment, which party's candidates have you tended to vote for most often? Democrat, Republican, or do you vote independent of party?
Republican.
Thank you. The next question is, on a scale from 0 to 10, with a 0 meaning not at all interested and a 10 meaning extremely interested, please tell me how interested you are in the November general elections for President and Congress.
Very interested.
On a scale from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. The next question is, on most issues, do you consider yourself to be very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Liberal.
Very liberal or somewhat liberal?
Somewhat.
Thank you. The next question is, now I'd like to read you the names of several people and groups. For each one, please tell me whether you have heard of that person or group, and if so, whether you have a positive or negative impression of them. If you do not recognize the name, just say so. Here's the first name, State Senator Morgan Lamantia.
Is that Republican or Democrat, do you know?
I'm not sure. State Senator Morgan Lamantia, have you heard of that person before?
Yes, negative.
Would that be somewhat negative or strong negative?
Strong negative. Hold on, ma'am, hold on.
Former President Donald Trump? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Former President Donald Trump?
What about Donald Trump?
With that? For each one, you please need to tell me whether you have heard of that person or group, and if so, whether you have a positive or negative impression of them. So, former president...
Yes, I've heard of him.
Would
I've
that
heard
be
of
strong
him.
Or,
very positive. Very positive.
Very positive. Strong positive or somewhat positive?
Yes. No, strong.
Great. The next question is Republican candidate of State Senate Adam Hinojosa?
Yes, and positive.
Would that be strong positive or somewhat positive?
Strong positive.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott? Hello?
Hello?
Texas Governor Greg Abbott?
Yes, I know him and very popular.
Great. Vice President Kamala Harris?
Negative. Very negative.
Would that be somewhat strong negative? The Republican Party?
Very, very negative.
the Democratic Party?
I'm sorry, what was that?
The Democratic Party?
What about it?
Have you heard of them?
Yes.
And would that be a strong or somewhat positive or negative impression of them?
Very negative.
Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick?
I haven't heard of him.
Thank you. The next question is, if the election for President of the United States was held today and you had to make a choice, for which one of the following candidates would you vote? Democrats Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, Republican Donald Trump and J.D. Vance?
Republican Donald Trump.
Thank you. The next question is, if the election for the United States Senate was held today and you had to make a choice, for which one of the following candidates would you vote? Ted Brown, Libertarian, Ted Cruz, Republican, Colin Allred, Democrat?
Ted Cruz.
Thank you. The next question is, for which one of the following candidates would you vote in the election for state Senate from this part of Texas? Robin Vargas, Green Party, Adam Hinojosa, Republican, Morgan Lamantia, Democrat?
Hinojosa.
Thank you. The next question is, do you think Morgan Lamantia has done a job as a Texas state senator well enough to deserve re-election? Or do you think it's time to give someone else a chance to do better?
No, someone else.
Thank you. The next question is, now I'd like to read you some information from the public record and news reports about candidates for state senate. For each item I read, please tell me if that information makes you feel more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for that candidate. Here is the first statement. Adam Hinojosa believes we must protect innocent life and the lives of pregnant women, new mothers, and their babies, and that's why you will provide better, more affordable health care for our mothers and children. Did this make you feel more likely, much more likely?
Yes.
Morgan Lamantia voted against so-called diversity programs in Texas college campuses, even though they divide students according to race, ethnicity, and teach that some race... Sorry, can you please repeat that?
Not likely.
Not likely. Somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Thank you. The next statement is, Adam Hinojosa supports securing our border to protect our families.
More likely.
Does it more likely? Adam Hinojosa will work to protect our children from radical leftist agenda like critical race theory and gender modification and bring sanity back
more
to
likely.
Our school policies. Thank you.
Morgan
Lamantia voted to allow local prosecutors to pick and choose which laws they enforce and not require them to enforce all of the laws on the books.
Unlikely.
Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much more unlikely.
Adam Hinojosa supports our state's efforts to identify and dismantle transnational criminal organizations and gangs.
More likely.
And gang. Much more likely.
Yes.
Morgan Lamantia is working against jobs in our area by supporting overreaching federal regulations on oil and gas production
Not
in
likely.
Texas. Much
Not
less likely.
Likely
or somewhat less likely?
Much less likely.
Much less likely. Morgan Lamantia has opposed numerous border security measures, including funds to build a border wall.
More
she even opposed
likely.
Establishing to prepare high school students for jobs of the 21st century, Adam Hinojosa will work to pass education reforms, including career tech programs for students
likely.
Who don't plan to attend. Much more likely or somewhat less likely?
Much more likely.
Morgan Lamantia doesn't support Second Amendment gun rights and wants to place restrictions on the purchase
Unlikely.
Of firearms.
Unlikely.
With would that be much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Much less likely.
Morgan LaMantia supported allowing local governments to mandate vaccines. Somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Thank you. The next statement is, Morgan LaMantia opposed school choice legislation that would have allowed parents to use safe funding to send their children to school of their choice, be it a public school, a private school, or a charter school.
Unlikely.
Somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Thank you. The next statement is, Morgan LaMantia supports state funding for children transitioning and gender mutilation. Somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Unlikely.
Madam Hinojosa trained and graduated from Police Academy, and that is why he's a strong supporter of law enforcement and supports maintaining local police budgets.
More likely.
Would that be much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much more likely.
Thank you. The next statement is, Adam Hinojosa has tax liens filed against his businesses for failure to pay tens of thousands. Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much more likely.
Thank you. Adam Hinojosa will pass a bill to cut property taxes.
More likely.
Much more likely. Thank you. Morgan LaMantia is in favor of pornography in school libraries and is endorsed by lesbian, gay, bisexual, questioning, queer. Much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Much less likely.
Thank you. Adam Hinojosa knows that that the radical liberal values and woke policies of Washington. Much more likely,
Much more likely. Yes.
Thank you.
Much more likely.
Morgan LaMantia broke her promise to the voters and now votes on legislation.
Much less likely.
Adam Hinojosa is a successful entrepreneur and job creator and today operates small businesses. Adam Hinojosa has multiple businesses that have been sued on numerous occasions and have many of the cases were decided against Hinojosa and his companies.
More likely.
Would that be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely?
Very much likely.
Your opinion is very important to us. Morgan LaMantia is currently campaigning against Windstorm Insurance.
Unlikely.
Much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Very unless likely.
Morgan LaMantia authored a bill to allow Planned Parenthood and other established abortion support groups to receive state and federal taxpayer dollars. Does this make you feel much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely to vote for this candidate? Somewhat less likely, much less likely.
Much less likely.
Thank you. Morgan LaMantia opposed making a voter fraud to a felony level crime. Does this make you much more likely, somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
We're almost done. Just a few more questions and your opinion is really important to us. Having heard about him, for which of the following candidates would you vote for state senate? Robin Vargas, Green Party, Adam Hinojosa, Republican, Morgan LaMantia, Democrat. Thank you. The next question is, now just a few questions to make sure we have a representative sample of voters. In which year were you born?
1976. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. The next question is, do you consider yourself to be Hispanic or Latino descent, such as Mexican?
Hispanic.
Thank you. And is your race Anglo, African American, Asian, or some other race?
Thank you.
The next question is, do you prefer to get the most of your political news and information from social media such as Facebook or X, from local TV news, from the newspaper, from cable news networks, from news sites on the internet, from blogs and emails?
News and social media.
Thank you. The next question is, and which of these is your next most preferred source? From local TV news, from the newspaper, from the cable news networks, from news sites on the internet, from blogs and emails?
News.
Would that be from local TV news or from news sites on the internet or from cable news networks?
Local.
Thank you. The next question is, thinking about the television programming you watch most often, do you watch more English language television or more Spanish language television?
English.
Thank you. The next question is, which comes closest to describing how you currently receive the television programming you watch most often? Satellite dish or direct TV, commercial supported streaming services such as Hulu, local cable system, streaming over the internet without commercials, or through antenna?
Cable.
Okay. Thank you. The next question is, and which of these, if any, do you use next most often? Satellite dish or direct TV, commercial supported streaming services such as Hulu, streaming over the internet without commercials.
Streaming.
Thank you. Next question is, do you have an X account? Yes or no?
A what account?
Twitter.
Oh, no.
A Facebook account?
Yes.
An Instagram account?
Thank you. Yes.
A YouTube account?
No. Oh, yes, I do.
Thank you. The next question is, which of the following statements most closely describe your own position on the issue of abortion? Abortion should be legal for any reason at any time during a woman's pregnancy. Abortion should be legal for any reason during the first 3 months of pregnancy. Abortion should be legal only in cases of rape, incest, or danger to the life of a mother. Abortion should never be legal.
The second one.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Your opinion is very important.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.